It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister. Thank you so much for making the time to chat to us at what is a very sad time in Aotearoa. How are you?
It's been a horrific couple of days, as you can imagine, and still, obviously at the moment, the police working on recovering those who are still on Whakaere White Island, and of course our hospitals caring for those who are severely injured. So it is a hugely sad time for New Zealand.
Well, we really appreciate you making the time to speak to us this morning. And on the topic of Whakaere White Island, of course, as you were saying, the focus is now on recovery. But do you think down the track there's going to be a need to review our high-risk tourism industry?
So already the police have acknowledged that they will be undertaking an investigation, as you would expect, and as they would do with an event with a significant loss of life such as this. Also, WorkSafe will be involved in that too. So there are legitimate questions being asked, and they will be answered. All I've been just noting for context, of course, is that there have been tours to this island for the better part of 30 years. At the time of the eruption, it was sitting at what's called a level two, and it's sat at level two at different points already this year as well. And so I say only for context, then what was happening on the ground when this occurred. There absolutely needs to be questions answered, because we've lost people, we've lost visitors, we've lost New Zealanders.
You've just been with some of the affected communities. What will be some of your lasting impressions of this situation, Prime Minister?
I've obviously very unfortunately spoken and met with first responders on different occasions when New Zealand's faced tragedy, and we have incredible people who work in those roles. So some of the stories they were sharing, two St. John's operators went out with Coast Guard, met the passenger vessel that was coming back with injured, and jumped onto that boat in order to try and administer first aid as soon as they could. The helicopter operators who, immediately after an eruption, flew to the island, private companies with no, formal role, just flew straight there knowing that they could play a role in trying to get people off. And some of the stories that I've shared are heroic but also horrific.
Absolutely. Well, what's the next step from here in terms of recovery?
So this morning, in fact, as we speak, gathering again the latest information and advice from technical experts, but actually ultimately police are just trying to make a call as soon as they can around recovery. As you can imagine, they're desperate to get back. They want to recover those who are still on the island. As you all remember, very, very sadly, the helicopter operators who went over and recovered those survivors reported back that there were none remaining at the time that they left. So that was knowledge that that the police had, but they've been working, of course, to then undertake that recovery operation. Of course, they want to get people off and they're desperate to do that, but they also don't want any further loss of life. So they'll be working on that this morning with a hope to get back there. And at the same time, of course, continuing to work with families who are affected and provide all the support we can.
And just briefly, before we let you go, because I know you're very busy at the moment, I did want to ask you a little bit about the Samoa measles epidemic. Obviously, this is another huge tragedy happening to our very near neighbours. Do you think New Zealand has to assume some of the responsibility for this outbreak?
I've seen Samoa. So, the first thing I've just, again, for the context of the measles outbreak, globally, countries around the world, of course, have had outbreaks or have had measles come into the country. For New Zealand, that happened via travellers who have come into New Zealand with measles, and then it's spread from there. I've of course seen that in Samoa. There's been reports that that's how it came to Samoa from New Zealand, but that connection between us all is how that's spread. Tonga, I believe it was a returning sports team of Tongan sports players returning to Tonga. So that is how it has spread. We, of course, absolutely see ourselves as having a real role to try and do all we can to support our Pacific neighbours who are having an experience of measles in the way. We've also had experiencing measles outbreaks very, very early on. In fact, we're offering support, very physical support. We've had well over 50 health professionals at any given time on the ground and providing vaccination. We've had doctors, medical equipment, we've provided vaccines, we've also funded vaccines through UNICEF. So doing all we can. There's actually been a door-to-door vaccination process as well to try and lift the vaccination rates in Samoa, which were very low at the time of the outbreak. And from the reports I've seen, that's been quite successful. In fact, we've had a total of 148 people involved with supporting Samoa on the ground.
Well, thank you so much for making the time to speak to us this morning. We really appreciate it, especially at such a huge time of tragedy in New Zealand. Thank you so much, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
To all your listeners, take care of the summer and have a wonderful break.
Ka kite, have a lovely Christmas.
Ka kite.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.